We are here and it is technology meets the dirt. We've got a lot of things going on, but let's specifically talk about what were your special presentations about today?
Today I focused on water management, specifically tiling and the benefit that tiling offers growers in producing better crops in their fields, corn, soybeans, or whatever crops they might plant.
So let's talk a little bit about the tiling system here and how important tiling is, because we are in Illinois after all, and sometimes too much water is a bad thing.
Yeah, you know, tiling gets rid of the excess moisture that's in a soil profile. So it doesn't drain the entire bank of moisture out of a soil profile. It takes out the excess, the part that a plant cannot use. And so what that does is allows the plant to have more oxygen in the soil, which helps to better let it utilize nutrients and the moisture that's there for growing larger and getting deeper roots to make it through the growing season.
So let's talk a little bit about I'll call it a contraption. I know that's not the technical term, but let's talk a little bit about what we're doing out here on the field demonstration right now.
Right, so we have Soilmax out here with their Stealth ZD plow that's installing the tile. The IntelliSoil system, which is the grade control system that's installed on the plow, the IntelliSoil system is using an RTK GPS receiver to keep the plow on a constant grade throughout the field so that water runs down the hill or down the field, down the tile, to exit the field. In years past, laser systems were used for this purpose. Sometimes they had more settings and sometimes have more prone to error. Whereas RTK receivers, provided they have good signal, alleviates a lot of those stressful issues, making it much easier to install tile on your own.
Well, and that's the key right there is not hiring a big company to come in and do it. So you've actually kind of taken things to a point where the grower can do it him or herself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. By removing some of the intimidation factors in terms of the laser control system and teaching growers how to install tile and how to make the connections for the laterals and the mains, and how to use mapping software to size a tile system and size where the 6-inch tile is needed and the 4-inch tile is needed to make sure that they're draining their soil out properly and efficiently for better crop yield.
So, I mean, not everybody needs a tiling system, but this is pretty big for especially Illinois.
Yeah, you know, in the Midwest, the rain-fed areas especially, you know, tiling is really almost a fact of life. It's kind of part of growing crops. When we have these bigger rainfalls, especially in southern Illinois this year, and here in the last 2 weeks the Minnesota and South Dakota areas, that tile in the ground is helping those plants that are out there get up and grow. The fields that do not have tile either have not yet been planted or were planted under, you know, less than ideal circumstances. And so tiling really is what helps create a great crop for a farmer and more stability in their bottom line.
How does the grower decide necessarily that tiling is something that they need to do?
A lot of it can be made through general observations through the yield data in the end of the year. A lot of guys have fields that have some tile somewhere. And so they look at that area, and they can see this better yield over the top of the tile lines. And so what they'll do is they'll compare the areas that do have tile with the areas that do not have tile and say, well, I think I can make, you know, 15 to 20 bushel an acre more by putting tile everywhere in the field and helping out that production system on his farm. So a lot of it's by general observation and years of experience on their farm.
Now, but taking a look at this is looks pretty, not self-explanatory, but it is pretty a neat system to watch. We're going to get up here in the cab here in a little while and take some video of how things actually work inside the cab. But this has generated probably the most interest of the field demonstrations out here. Tell me why you think that is.
You know, I think it's because a lot of people realize that tiling is part of the first thing you need to address on their farm. A lot of guys that don't do tiling today are waiting for someone to come and do tiling, a contractor or a neighbor or something of that nature. And every year that they don't get tiling done, they're sacrificing revenue in their field. There's kind of an old saying, if you don't have tile, you pay for it one way or the other, meaning you've lost revenue because you didn't have good drainage in the field. And so this is a lot of those times one of the stepping stones to getting up and running and making your planting system more efficient, making your side dress or your nitrogen system more efficient. So it's kind of that building block that we go off of and use that for future crops.
All right, Aaron, anything else? What was big questions that came up to you today?
Well, we had a lot of questions on, well, where do I learn to do that, this kind of stuff? And we have a lot of stuff on our website and YouTube. AgLeader.com and then SoilMax, SoilMax.com has information on their plow and tiling systems on their site. Some YouTube videos underneath the AgLeader channel that kind of explains the process of designing a tile system and taking care of some of those challenges that growers have, the intimidation factors that growers have had that prevented them from doing tiling in the past.
All right, is the AgLeader Technology, the Technology Meets the Dirt Road Tour 2014. I'm Leah Guffey.